Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Patrick. How are things?
I'm doing very well indeed. Martin, we'll get stuck straight into it because there's a lot of racing to get through this weekend and some superb meetings down for decision in Ireland. And we'll start off on Saturday where there is a 12:05 start to the seven race card at Navan on Saturday afternoon. We're going to move into the third race in the card. This is the Ecom Merchant Solutions Handicap Hurdle Grade B contest over 3 miles where we have 16 go to post.
Yeah, big prize here, Patrick. Nice prize here, 47,000 to the winner. And you have to, your eye immediately drawn to the bottom horse in the race, 2 Day Per Me, no meads. Very good chaser. Now, he's able to run here off a mark at just 122. He's actually £8 out of the handicap here. Rachel Blackmore rides him. And really, he hasn't run over hurdles since January 2018, but he's improved so much over fences. His rating over fences now is 155. So he looks really well in here, and I expect him to start favourite. It's unusual for no meads to run a horse £8 out of the handicap, but obviously he feels the same way. And I think he's got to take advantage here of his low handicap mark over hurdles. Interesting runner against him is a horse called Pleasant Company, of course, with he Munster's Grand National horse. He's second in the English Grand National 2 years ago, but just failing to get up and beat the mighty Tiger Roll. He's only rated 128 here, but I suppose he would probably need this run as all roads lead back to Aintree. Other horses with chances would like to Dramore Lad, and recent Galway winner Grand Geste for Liz Dyle would have a chance as well for Mark Walsh. He got £8 for that, but really I think it's all about 2 Day Per Me. I expect him to go very close here. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't nearly win this one, but he probably will be, you know, around 5-2, 3-1 favourite.
Okay, the 2:10 race is the Irish Stallion Farms EBF Clarence Davis Novice Chase, a Grade 3 contest over 2 miles and 1 furlongs, with just 5 going to post.
That's right, and I suppose the likely favourite here is Tornado Flyer for Woody Mullins and Danny Mullins. And this one was a good winner at Nace a couple of weeks ago in a fairly contested beginner's chase at Nace on that occasion. He made one bad mistake jumping around on that occasion, but he still won fairly well. He's stepping back 2 furlongs and trip here, and 2 miles and one just wouldn't be totally ideal for him. But around Navan, I think he's probably good enough to win this 5-horse race. It certainly isn't a gimme, though. Jewel Lord is not a bad horse for Henry de Ramhead and Richard Blackmore. Well, Eclair de Beaufort was slightly disappointing as well last time when Ford at Punchdown behind Notebook, but before that won very well at Wexford. I'm a Game Changer was actually followed here a couple of weeks ago for Gordon Eddies in a hot beginner's chase, but before that it finished a fine third behind Fakir Duderis, and that must have a good chance with Davy Russell on board. My grand partner is probably the outsider of the party, but he would be no back number off a rate of 123. So Tornado Fire will start favourite. I wouldn't be, you know, too keen to take too short a price. I would give I'm a Game Changer a bit of a chance against them, but probably Tornado Fire might be good enough to win.
The Foxtrot Handicap Chase is a Grade B contest over 2.5 miles at 2:45, where we have 14 declared, Martin.
Yeah, a very, very strong contest, this one. Again, nice prize money here. And also then for Joseph Ryan, hence the weights here. He's 22 off 11:10. He was probably a little bit disappointing in the old Paddy Power chase at Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago, but the ground was very soft on that occasion. He did a lot of weight to carry, and he didn't run too badly. Going back in handicap company here now, off top weight, would give him a good chance. But this is a decent race here. Good few horses with chances. I thought Glenn Lowe for Gordon Elliott would be an interesting one. He was a fair horse when trained over hurdles, and he loves these kind of long distances. His runs over fences haven't been too bad. He's a good fifth to Faheen last time at Punchdown. Mark had just 135, suggests that he has a bit of a chance here. Mark Walsh takes the mount. Well, Everlasting Promise was a good winner last time for Enda Bulger at Clonmel. Anya Connor rides this one, and he's still only his weight at 9:13. Mount Hanover, another one for Henry de Bromhead, was second at Wexford last time and must have a chance as well. So very competitive, as you would expect. I think Glenn Lowe could be the interesting one, though, and if the betting market speaks in his favour, he certainly would be the one to beat.
As we look through the rest of the card, Martin, the opening 2 maiden hurdle looks quite intriguing.
Yes, indeed. And like a lot of maiden hurdles now, we see some decent horses coming from last season. And there was a horse there called Festival Dex, I see him in at Punchdown, the landowner for Bumper at Punchdown Festival in April. And he makes his debut over hurdles here in the first race. 26 runners, lots of horses in the chances here. But I thought they won maybe against his horse called Tiger Tap Tap. Now, he's been slightly disappointing, you would have to say, after finishing a good second on his first run at Leopardstown last December. He's ran in graded company, though, Patrick, so stepping out the maiden company should suit. He ran okay, I thought, Nace on his first run this season. He looked like he was going to win at the second last, but seemed to need to run badly and blew up. I'll give him one more chance maybe to win this one, but definitely if he doesn't, Festival Dex could be the one to take advantage.
Yeah, okay, and of course, very good horse there in the second race there, Blocky, yeah. Martin Brazzles, called Longhouse Poet, and I see Derek O'Connor, who rode him to win his point-to-point at a killer point-to-point last year. He will be a hot favourite in that second race.
I think he will. He was a good second on his first run over fence, over hurdles at Nates a couple of weeks ago. He was actually there that day. He was beat by a horse of Woody Mullins called Elixir Danny, but he ran a fine race on that occasion. Like you, I think he should go one better. Colin McFire finished third on that occasion. He was well beaten, and I think, you know, he certainly, Longhouse Poet would be the one, I think, for me there. Even with a big field of 26 runners, he'd take lots of beating on that farm.
Good racing at Navan on Saturday. Let's move on to Cork on Sunday then, Martin, where they have a 7-race National Hunt card kicking off at 12:35, where the going is Yielding the Soft, Soft in Places on the hurdle track, and Yielding the Soft, Yielding in Places on the chase track. And as I say, getting underway with a 3-year-old maiden hurdle. We're going to move on to the graded racing though. This is the first of those is the Kerry Group Stairs Novice Hurdle, the Grade 3 contest, over 3 miles of 1:35, 6 declared here.
Six declared here, and very competitive indeed, Patrick, has to be said. I was actually at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago when Alpine Cobra landed a bit of a gamble in a conditions or maiden hurdle over 2.6. I see he certainly will appreciate the step up to 3 miles here. Shannon Well has been going well for Paul Ginnigan and the son Liam in recent times. Liam can't claim here, which could be a bit of a disadvantage, but this horse Shannon Well, I would certainly love the 3 mile trip, and he certainly has a bit of a chance here. Vide La Trois is a horse of William Munzer that won his only start at Clonmel in this country. He'd won a once or twice in France a couple of years ago, and definitely would, you'd have to respect this one. By well set up, showed 3 miles was no problem in winning last time, and this is a fairly decent mare for Mark Fahey. I think this, as I say, this 3 mile trip is made for her. But back at Midway already has won twice this season at Galway and at Ferry House, and was second at Cork in a similar type race to this a couple of weeks ago, so it's very competitive, and I think it's going to be very open. I was just maybe put forward well set up. I just think the trip was suited very well, and she just seems to be in good form. She could be a bit of value bet here against some decent horses here. I think Vide La Trois will probably be favourite, while also Gardnerius Lark Boots is another one that will sure to be prominent in the betting as well. So interesting contest. My vote goes for well set up.
Another race on the undercard is the Kerry Group Irish Mares Novice Chase, a Grade 3 contest for the six mares that will be lining up for the 2 mile contest.
Yeah, Tintangle has won twice already over fences, Patrick, but she does have to give £4 to her horses, her rivals here. I think she's going to face a stiff enough task. She's a mare that travels very well on the bridle, but doesn't often find an awful lot with it off the bridle and when she comes under pressure, which I think she will do on Sunday, because she has at least two rivals here that are fairly smart. Ellie May was a very good one, a good novice hurdler last season for William Mullins, rounded off by winning at the Punchdown Festival. But Mark Marsh on board, this one is well schooled and is sure to be fairly fit and ready to go in this novice chase. Grade 3 event. But I was impressed by Sonoria a couple of weeks ago when she won at Thurles. I thought she jumped pretty well on that occasion, except for maybe the last two fences. And with Henry Bromhead's stable going so well, I think she's going to take plenty of beating. She'll probably try and make all the running, and around this 2 mile trip of Cork, she could be well up to it. Another one definitely with a chance is Augusta Gold. She won at Thurles a couple of weeks ago now, before finishing just a short head second at Bangor. She was actually favoured there on that occasion, and for Margaret Mullins, she certainly would have a big chance here. So again, a competitive race despite only six runners in it. I'm going to go for Sonoria to make her experience count over fences against Ellie May.
The big race on Sunday is the Kerry Group Hillyway Chase, the Grade 2 contest. Is virtually, Martin, it's pretty much a Grade 1 contest in itself, and the 2 mile contest gets underway at 2:35 with only four going to post.
Only four declared now, probably only three in the end, because us and them actually, Patrick, as we say, he's declared to run at Navan. He probably just running, or just declared for Cork in case something happens at Navan early on in the race. But really, a couple of good horses here, Bally O'Sheen, Celius Embry and Great Field, they're the big three in this one. And Bally O'Sheen was hugely impressed with winning the 4-3 chase for a second year running at Navan a couple of weeks ago. Put up a fine performance. I never thought he was mad about soft ground, but he seemed to handle fairly well on that occasion and ran a worthy winner. His jumping is really a sight to behold. There's no doubt about that. He really does attack his fences, and he's sure to try and make all the running here. He faced a very serious rival on the shape of Sidious Emery. It was an ace a couple of weeks ago when he came back from a long absence to win very well on that occasion, and I just think that getting £3 off Buddy O'Sheen, Sidious Emery might just be good enough to beat him on this occasion. It all depends really on the jump, and there's no question Buddy O'Sheen will try and adopt his usual forcing tactics from the front, and he certainly would be hard to peg back. Great Field is an interesting horse for William Mullins. He's always been plagued by injury, but he has plenty of ability, and he does get £6 off Buddy O'Sheen here on Sunday, so don't rule out a prominent run for him. It's a fascinating contest. I think Sidious Emery might just be good enough to beat Bally O'Sheen, which should be a really intriguing battle from the last.
Should be indeed. Any heels in Cork on Sunday, Martin?
Interesting one there, I thought, maybe in the 2:05 horse called Farid for Willie Mullins. A little bit disappointing over hurdles to date in maidens, but going stepping into handicap company, I thought a mark of 1.16 would give it a bit of a chance. Well, I was at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago and I seen a horse called Paisley running it there in the trio hurdle for Joseph Bryan. Now, he didn't jump at all well, but still won a fine race when finishing second. I think compensation of weight is in the opening race, 12.35. He's a fairly decent horse on the flat as well, Paisley, and he could take high rank against in our trio hurdlers this season. I expect him to win, although he has ran as a decent horse for Eugene O'Sullivan that used to be trying to make a Halford. He placed in a few Curry Maidens, couldn't get his head in front, but will be interesting going over hurdles. But I do think Paisley will get favour backers after a good start in that first race on Sunday at Cork.
Okay, the Punchestown have a good 7-race National Hunt card featuring the John Dorkin Memorial Chase. We'll come to that in a moment or two. We'll kick off with the opening race though. This is an interesting race in novice hurdle, due off at 2.20 with 5 declared.
It is indeed. Horses rated 135 or less, and certainly with 5 runners here, at least 4 of them have a big chance, Patrick. And I think Tiger Vice for Henry the Ramhead was a good winner at Cork a couple of weeks ago, despite jumping poorly on that occasion. His last 3 hurdles he didn't jump very well. Robbie Powers on board on Sunday, and I think he might just have a bit of a chance getting £6 off the likely favourite, of course, the Ray, who has run in some good races in the graded company in recent times. Oliver McKernan, unexpected depth, comes here after winning twice over longer distances. Well, anything will do was a winner at Punchdown in similar type race a couple of weeks ago. So it's a tricky little contest, as you say. I think Tiger Vice might be the one.
The second race in the card is the Follow the Vedette Mayor's Novice Hurdle. A listed contest over 2 miles and 3 furlongs extended. And I would suspect here, Martin, that the Henry Barman filly Milena Melody should take the lot of beating.
Without a doubt, she was a very good bumper mare last season, Patrick, and she was a very smooth winner of our maiden hurdle at Cork a couple of weeks ago. This is a new contest here for mares, this Follow the Vedette. She was named after Colin Murphy's very good mare, of course. It was a winner of a Hatton's Grace hurdle and a second of Quivega in the Sayers hurdle in 2012 at Cheltenham. So an interesting contest. I think Mount Ida has a good chance for Gardinelli's as well. Good winner at Galway last time, but really Manella Melody, I think, is a very smart mare. I'd be very surprised if she's able to head towards Cheltenham maybe for that Mayor's Novice Hurdle in March. 2 mile 3 should suit her very well. Bobby Powers going great guns, and I think this one should justify favouritism.
The big race, of course, is the John Dorkin Memorial Punchestown Steeplechase, the Grade 1 contest worth €85,000. 2.5 miles the distance, Martin. We've got a top quality field lining up here. One of last year's Cheltenham favourites, presenting Percy, but he will have to step up a lot to beat Willie Mullins' trained men.
Yeah, this is a cracking race indeed, Patrick. It has to be the best renewal of this race I've seen for quite a long time. And as you say, most eyes will be drawn to Presenting Percy. This was the nearly horse of last season. He was so good when winning the RSA in April 2018, beating actual Monoli on that occasion, and actually winning a horse from Album Photo, who fell at the second last on that occasion when he was well beaten. Of course, he went down and won the Gold Cup last year. Fast ground kind of ruled him out of all races last season. He only ran once over hurdles before Cheltenham, and then in Cheltenham itself things went wrong from the Gold Cup. He never really was travelling, seemed to hurt himself on that occasion. So he's got a few questions he's supposed to answer in this race on Sunday. He will have the soft ground that he needs. David Russell back on board, 2.5 mile, should have no problem with that, and he sets a good standard here. But there's no doubt Mean is definitely the one to beat. He won this race last year on very good side. He had a good season as well. Things just didn't go right in the Champion Chase against Altior, but he bounced back and won very well at Aintree. He seems to like bowling along in front, Mean. I think that's the way to ride him again on Sunday, and he will certainly set a very stiff task for all the other horses to try and reach. Shattered Love was second in the race last year. She bounced back to winning ways last time when winning well at Clonmel. Things went wrong for her too on the fast ground last season. The softer the ground, the better her chance. Snow Falcon was a good winner at Gordon Park early on the season. Probably didn't get home over 3 miles last time in the big race at Down Royal in early November, but he's a good chance back over 2.5. But Willie Mullins also has Real Steel, a very decent horse indeed, who looks going right-handed, already a winner this season. But he also has a horse called Duke de Geneva, a horse who won the Arkle Chase at Cheltenham last March. So he's a little bit disappointed in his first run this season behind Valley O'Sheen. Stepping up to 2.5 though will suit him very well. True in the likes of Annabelle Fly, a very good horse in his own way for Tony Martin, and Hardline for Gordon Elliott, a great one winner last year as well. And you can easily see why we're talking about this race being probably the best renewal of John Dorkin Chase for many a season. It promises to be a real thriller. I'd love to see Presenting Percy Green. I just think maybe he might just need this first run of the season, and I suppose Min gets a narrow vote, but this is really a race to savour, and hopefully that'll be a big crowd there on Sunday to see it.
Should be a big race indeed. Martin, anything else at Punchestown on Sunday?
Well, it's a great beginner's chase, like a lot of them at this time of year, I think, Patrick. There's a horse there called Breakin' of Winnie Mullins. I've seen winning at Limerick last season, and then was disappointed at the Punchdown Festival. He's a very free horse, it has to be said, but he looked a real powerful horse when winning at Limerick early on in March of last season. I should think maybe if he can take to the fences, and he looks like the type that will do very well over fences, we should take plenty of beating here if allowed, settle in front. But Dun Vegan for Pat Fahey always looked like a horse that would do well over fences, and he ran some nice races and some good novice hurdles last season. I think he could be the one here to beat Dun Vegan. Later on the card, possibly Jungle Junction in the last. It was good second in Navin last time in a bumper. Looks like he could be one to beat. While in the handicap chase at 250, Roxburgh Road, unfortunately, was well back the last time and coming down on the flat at the fourth last fence. Hopefully he should gain compensation in that 250 event.
Okay, let's have a quick look over in England, Martin. There's some big days racing tomorrow. We'll start with Aintree, Martin. I see Listen Dear is running in a mare's chase tomorrow. It's a Lister race. Only four runners, probably slightly up against it though.
Probably is. She's a funny mare, really. Listen there. She sent it last away and then bounced back to winning ways there a couple of runs ago. But I think you're right, she probably will be up against it here, and be interested to see by where she goes.
The Beecher and Grand Sefton chases, two races over the national fences. We'll concentrate on the Beecher though. Mulcahy's Hill is the 5-1 favourite for Warren Greatrix and Corkman Adrian Heskin. Irish runners, Alpha Days Obo for Gordon Elliott, and Dickie Johnson will be riding him, and that's actually the only Irish runner actually in the race.
Yeah, he says with a long-term earner is the Aintree Grand National. And he looks the type of horse that should do well over fences, over those type of fences. He's always been a very good horse over here, Patrick. He's probably gone a bit high in the handicap then for the reason top handicaps here, and probably isn't quite good enough then for the Grade 1 race that he, you know, used to be running in last season. It'll be interesting to see. And it is a long-term plan to go for the English Grand National. So, and with Richard Johnson booked to ride, obviously, the main business tomorrow. He expects a very good run, but he does find it tough off his rating. And, you know, you'd be probably a bit surprised if he's handicapped to win a race like this.
There is four runners then in the Many Clouds Chase, the Grade 2 contest due off at 2:40. Just even probably count to be realistic. Black Carton for Bryony Frost, Native River for Dickie Johnson, and Might Bite for Nicola Bonneville.
Well, my Bite and Native River had a couple of great battles, I suppose, in the last couple of years, and I always think on a flat track Might Bite has a slight edge. I think he's a very good horse. Cheltenham, I just don't think really suits him up that big hill at Cheltenham, and you know things went completely wrong from last season, but he's a quality horse on his day, and maybe, you know, he might be best fresh. He might just be good enough to beat Native River tomorrow. Native River is a very solid horse, though, has to be said, and he probably will go well here. I think he is going to go back for the Welsh National in a couple of weeks' time, so this will be a nice pipe opener for him. But I think he will be up against it trying to beat Mike Bite tomorrow.
Okay, two races at Sandown, two Grade 1s. In fact, firstly to Henry VIII. We've got Torpilio, Somerville Boy, and Noob Niagara.
Maybe Somerville Boy, a very good chaser, a very good hurdler a couple of seasons ago, won the Supreme. Hopefully things go right for me. Things went wrong last year when he was injured in the fight in fifth and didn't really run again then. I think he could be good horse over fence, though. He always looked the type that would do well, and I think he could be the one to beat in that one.
A lot of Cork eyes, though, tomorrow, Martin, will be at the 3 o'clock on Sandown. The Tingle Creek Chase, which is Deputy Soy, Pillin Lug, Skew Royale, Yannicka, waiting patiently, but Cork eyes will be on the William Mullins trained Undersoul. We're on the 4-1 shot for the Glamour Syndicate, the O'Connell family.
Well, can he do it again, Patrick? That's the big question. Of course, he won the race 2016. He was second last year to LTR. He really is a fantastic horse, this Undersoul. There's no question about it. Unbelievable horse. 23 times he's won races already in his shot. In a career that he hasn't run too many times, really. But really, the big question, is he too old at 11? Moscow Fire was the old horse to win this race, and he was a super horse, of course, himself. But, you know, he's such a great horse, this Undersoul. And you'd have to say you couldn't rule him out. Paul Cowan goes over to ride him. The ground, the softer ground, the better his chance. It's only good to soft at the moment. And you know, he's taken on some young pretenders here in the likes of Defi Desai. Palita Log has been around a while, but he's a fair horse himself. Janika waiting patiently. Draw a good horse in their own right. But I just think on the soul, he certainly would bring the house down if he can win tomorrow. Can he beat Defi Desai? It's a tough question to ask. He's around 4-1 second favourite. I can see why he's Defi Desai is 6-4. He was a good winner at Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago. But he does meet Politilog on £3 worse terms, and I just think Politilog at 9-2 is a horse that maybe I would back each way in this. There's eight runners in this, so you would get paid each way. I think he's got a good chance for Paul Nicholls. He's got a tremendous record in this race. He's won it 10 times, and Harry Cobden and him are going very well at the moment. He gets the vote to win here, but let's hope Undersoul can put up his usual game performance. And as I say, if he was to win, he would certainly bring the house down at Sandown.
And finally, Martin, of course, we go to Shatin, where there's four championship races around the world. Firstly, Magic Wand runs in the Hong Kong Cup over a mile and a quarter. Eight runners in the race, Martin. You'd expect that she'll run a big race?
I absolutely. She mile and a quarter is a dead trip. Fast ground is a real key to her. It's fair play to her. She ran a couple of times out in Australia, you know, only a couple of weeks ago. She won a Grade One eventually, but she's been very, very consistent at Grade One level over the last couple of years. And that was her first win in a Grade One a couple of weeks ago. But everything should be in place for her. It's a long, hard season for her. You just worry, has she gone over the top? If she hasn't, she must have a big chance.
Of course, we've got the mile and the sprint, but we're going to just quickly concentrate on the Vaz, where there are 14 runners go to post Martin, but a couple of Irish runners in this. Willie Mullen sends out True Self, who's going to be ridden by Kieran McAvoy. Anthony Van Dyke is going to be second favourite in the race, ridden by Ryan Moore. Mount Everest will be ridden by Wayne Lorden. Deirdre, of course, the famous Japanese filly who won the Nassau Stakes at Goodwood this past season, she's going to be ridden by Oisin Murphy. Prince of Arran, of course, will be ridden by Michael Walker, who was placed in the last two Melbourne Cups. And of course, the hot favourite will be the local runner, Exultant, for Zach Parton.
He's a very good horse at Exultant, and should take lots of beating. He really has a tremendous record in Hong Kong. Interestingly, Anthony Van Dyke going out there. I thought he ran well in the Breeders' Cup, finished a good tour. He didn't get the clearest of runs on occasion there. It'd be nice to see Defs and Derby winner go very well, but I suppose, you know, he was a little bit disappointing in the Irish Derby, only second, then was very disappointing in the King George, so he probably has a couple of questions to answer. True Self has been well placed by Willie Mullins, very much improved mare, but you would have to say she's up against it in that type of field. Exultant is really, you know, Hong Kong specialist. He's going to take the world of beating, there's no question about that.
Some big racing over the weekend, Martin Murphy. Before we let you go, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, so Nav and Then on Saturday, definitely would like the chance of two tape per me in that 105 race, the big handicap hurdle down the bottom. And I also think that I'm a Game Changer, might just be a bit of value to beat Tornado Flyer in the 210. A Punch on Sunday, I think it's a cracking card. I like Dunvegan in the 220. I think that's a really good chance. Well, I also like the chance of Roxburgh Road in the 250. At Cork then on Sunday, a couple of great races here as well, and a fine card. Well set up in the 135, I think it's a great chance. And Sonoria in the 305 then for Henry de Monthead and Rachel Blackmore.
Some superb action this weekend. Once again, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, thank you very much for joining us indeed. And we look forward to catching up to you next week.
No problem at all, Patrick. Mind yourself. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.